All right, 7:40 here on WPHM on a Monday morning, our Made in Michigan Monday segment. This is fascinating. I've got so many questions to ask about bees because they have arrived in West Michigan, and beekeepers from across the state have been making a beeline to, I'll try and keep the bee puns to a minimum, to Fremont to begin spring pollination for crops and flowers. This is very interesting stuff. Joining us right now from the Great Lakes Bee Company. Yes, there is a Great Lakes Bee Company. Jenji LeClaire. Jenji, good morning, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is just fascinating stuff. I know you had a big weekend this past weekend and more coming up. Tell us a little bit about what the Great Lakes Bee Company is all about.
So we are about honey and honeybees, and the company has been around since 1974. So a long time we've been doing bees under the name of Hasselman's Honey. And the guy here in West Michigan who was always considered and still is, even though he's retired, the bee whisperer is Larry Hasselman. So a few years ago, I started working with Larry, and he buzzed off and retired. And I took over working on producing honey and keeping the bee yards open with Jeff Green, who's our beekeeper. And so we're just so delighted to see the interest in honeybees, the health benefits of honey as well. So it's a growing industry, an important industry. And our bees are home. They came home this last week, so we're happy they're back in Michigan, and they'll be here for the summer collecting amazing West Michigan honey.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that. Where do the bees go in the winter, and how do they go? What is this whole process all about?
Well, in West Michigan, most of Michigan, a lot of the colder climate states where it's hard to overwinter honeybees during the colder months, and beekeepers don't like to lose their beehives to the weather, so we take our bees down to Georgia, and they overwinter in Georgia. A lot of the larger colony beekeepers will go to California or Texas, you know, along the southern border, so they can keep their bees alive over winter. And so when they arrive in Georgia, we just let them hang out. They're on vacation for a little while, getting strong. And then in January, just about every beekeeper in the United States takes their honeybees over to California, and they pollinate the almonds. Mm. So they're all there for a couple of weeks hanging out in a big super spreader event on the almond fields. And then after those blooms are done, the beekeepers take their bees out. And depending on where they're from and what the route is, they'll pollinate different crops on the way back to their home states, or maybe they just go straight back. We bring ours back to Georgia. They get strong again, and then we split those hives. So we double our hives, and we get them strong again so we can bring them back to Michigan.
That is fascinating. I had no idea that all that happened during the winter. I guess most of us don't really think about this. But as you mentioned, Jenji, there has been a real increased interest in natural honey, the health benefits of it. Tell us a little bit more about that, if you would, why people are so interested in bees and honey these days.
Well, I'll try to keep it short because it's a long list.
We can
talk about it for a while. But honey itself is sugar, and the bees do us a favor by masticating the sugar molecule, so they literally separate the glucose and the fructose for us. So when you're eating honey, you don't have to digest it like you would normal plant sugars, because the bees have done some magic and they've kind of gotten that step out of the way. So when you eat honey, you immediately absorb the energy source. You don't have to send it down through your intestinal tract where you have problems with insulin, mm-hmm. and you know blood sugar levels kind of spiking around. So people really enjoy that benefit. You get quick energy. If you're a runner or an athlete, you'll likely be doing sugar. I mean, doing a honey. And then there's pollen in the honey. So if you're having some allergies that are similar to the pollen that the bees are visiting and putting in the honey, that's why we say it's great to try local honey and see if that helps out with your allergies. And then there's just so many other wonderful things you can do with honey. You can make soaps and lip balms and salves, and it's just kind of a magical thing.
Well, so what advice do you have?
There's a little bit.
Yeah, what advice do you have, Jenji, for somebody that is interested in becoming a beekeeper? How do you get started on that?
So in Michigan, we have the oldest association, the oldest association in Michigan is the Michigan Beekeepers Association. We're very passionate about honeybees in this state. We're a big agricultural state, so there are lots of beekeepers and honeybees in our state. And it seemed like over the pandemic, where people started doing gardening and getting a little bit more into their homesteads, that they added honeybees as something that could help pollinate their own small crops. But farmers in Michigan are very into honeybees and having honeybees on their property. So, you know, we will rent our bees. If you have a farm and you can't tend those bees, we'll bring them in and leave them while the bloom is happening, and then we'll take them back out again.
I'll be darned.
But if you're interested in honeybees, just go to Michigan Beekeepers Association. There's a list of bee clubs. You know, find your local bee club and get on Facebook and message them and go to their meetings. And you can hang out with beekeepers, learn a little bit about what it might be like to keep bees. And even if you can't keep bees, you can still plant flowers for the bees. You can support in lots of different ways. So I encourage everybody to just get interested, you know, and go and find out if it's something you and your family would like to do, and just start doing it.
Well, the bees are so important for so many reasons. I think we've really begun to understand how important they are, especially given that, you know, just in recent years, as we've seen numbers of bees on the decline, we said, oh, my gosh, what would we do without bees? We really need them.
We do. And I'm happy to report that bee numbers are up. And I really think it's the backyard beekeepers. It's those of us who have a few hives in the backyard, and
yeah,
you know, we name our hives and kind of treat them like pets. And I think as long as we continue to have that interest in foster bees, we will see that turn around. So way to go. Way to go, people and bees.
Well, here's to spring, here's to summer, and here's to the bees. Jenji, nice talking to you. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for having me, and have a great summer.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.